This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's herb mania right now. I've got a wonderful sweet basil growing. The aroma is incredible and the taste sensational when added to tomato soup as well as a number of other dishes. I also have some hot and spicy oregano, which I plan to dry. Drying your own herbs is not only a great way to preserve your harvest, but to get the best quality for a cheap price. There are several drying methods. The one I use is a dehydrator. It's one of those kitchen gadgets you buy thinking, oh, this is great, and then you hardly ever use it and are looking for a place to store it. If you have one, dig it out. I use it to dry all kinds of herbs, including tarragon, parsley, and rosemary. I also dry tomatoes and flowers, too. To prevent mold, don't pack it too full. You want plenty of air movement. This also helps them dry quicker. For the best results, cut your herbs just before they flower. That's when their essential oils are at their peak. Cut them in the morning after the dew is gone on a day that's going to be hot and dry. Now, if none of that is possible, just cut them. A cheap and easy way to dry long-stemmed herbs, like rosemary and spearmint, is to bunch them up. Tie string around the stems of your bunch about 2 inches down. Cut the bottom out of a paper bag. Poke ventilation holes in it and place your herb bunch in the bag. Hang upside down in a sunless area with low humidity. I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com along with instructions on the microwave method, which you need to use a little extra care on. After they've dried, store your herbs in an airtight container. I use recycled jars and Ziploc bags. To preserve your sweet basil, cut it up and place it in an ice cube tray with water, then freeze. Once frozen, pop the cubes out and store in a Ziploc freezer bag. Basil doesn't dry as well. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.